Rachel, Aircom says it's expanding the footprint of its fibre network to cover 1.4 million homes rather than the 1.2 million originally planned by 2016. The telecoms firm this morning reported a 9% fall in revenue and a 1% drop in earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortisation over the 3 months to the end of September. Speaking earlier on Morning Ireland, Aircom's Chief Financial Officer Richard Moat said it hoped the investment in fibre and the rollout of new services such as internet television would help the company return to revenue and profit growth in the near future. Consumer electronics retailer iConnect will tomorrow open the first of a number of outlets it's planning to open across the country. iConnect, which specialises in reselling Apple products, is backed by Qatar's Almana Group. John McAvoy is the general manager of Almana's technology division and is with us now in studio. John, it's still quite a tough retail market here, I suppose, as evidenced by the appointment of a receiver to the fashion retailer Aware over the past 24 hours. That's the maelstrom into which you're plunging now.
Yes. Good morning, Connor. Thank you for having me on. It is. There's a changing market at the moment. You know, we're very excited to bring this investment back home to Ireland. You know, foremost being Irish, it's great for me to be able to bring, you know, the jobs back home, the investment. It's a great technology environment here. There's some sadness in the high street, I think, at the moment. It's great to be able to get that inspiration back in. You know, get customers encouraged to come out to the stores. We're very excited to do that. I think it's going to be a challenge for us. However, hopefully the investment, the people we have on board, you know, the technology, everyone loves Apple. It's a great time to start in the market. From a business fact perspective, you know, we have opportunity to scale very fast, which is going to get the brand out, going to get customers into store, and we're very excited.
And what is the rollout plan then? Initially, you're opening, I think, Liffey Valley is the first one, is it, in West Dublin?
Yes, Liffey Valley is tomorrow, so we're all hands on deck for Liffey Valley tomorrow. We've got quite a rapid growth plan for next year. So two stores before Christmas, one in Liffey Valley, and we're going to head towards Kildare, Newbridge, in 2 weeks. And next year, we're going to scale across the smaller towns and communities in Ireland, which is part of our vision, really, to get into the heart of the communities.
I mentioned it's a difficult market, but of course, at the same time, timing is not the worst thing in that you're opening, obviously, in the run-up to Christmas. Are you expecting the Apple juggernaut to keep rolling then, that there'll be big demand for iPads, for iPhones et al. In the run-up to Christmas?
Yes, of course. I mean, the excitement at the moment, you know, from a social media point of view about our launch, you know, people asking for certain products, will you have this in stock? It's quite an exciting time for us. You know, the Apple product is at a premium price point. So we appreciate that customers, you know, are going to really stretch themselves sometimes before Christmas to get these products for their families. So we're very much ready to cope with that demand. We've got our products ready in store, great stock, and excited to welcome the customers tomorrow.
Does it help or hurt in the sense that there's a lot of buzz, for example, around the new PlayStation 4, Xbox One? There's a lot of consumer electronic stories, I guess, happening at the moment. But at the same time, there's a lot of competition for people's hard-earned income.
Of course. I think that attracts consumers, you know, to the knowledge of that there's a new product coming out. There's a gaming environment. Apple at the moment is very much in that environment of learning and education piece. You know, customers like to move away from a certain platform. They need to learn about their Apple product. Their families use them. Kids are using iPads in schools. You know, we separate the Xbox and the PlayStation. It gets excitement going for new electronics. However, we separate that from the Apple experience.
The demand or the environment for that sort of retailing has changed a lot, hasn't it? There was a time when a lot of people just ordered computers, for example, from Dell online. Now people really want to go into store and play with them.
Yes, of course. I was one of those people that, you know, and still the online model is working very well, but the test driving is which is an Apple premium reseller does best is what it's all about. Customers are needing to remove that fear factor, especially around Apple, where they're maybe transferring from a Windows machine. They're a bit nervous, and that's what we're there to do in store for our experts.
You'll
there
be
to
hoping
help.
To help a lot of them hoping, do that hoping, while yes. You roll out the iConnect stores. John McAvoy, thanks very much for coming into us this morning. The euro trading at $1.36 this morning, and at the moment at just over 83 pence sterling.